History of Modern Mathematics by David Eugene Smith. Article 1. Introduction. In considering the history of modern mathematics, two questions at once arise. 1. What limitations shall be placed upon the term mathematics? 2. What force shall be assigned to the word modern? In other words, how shall modern mathematics be defined? In these pages, the term mathematics will be limited to the domain of pure science. Questions of the applications of the various branches will be considered only incidentally. Such great contributions as those of Newton in the realm of mathematical physics, of Laplace in celestial mechanics, of Lagrange and Cauchy in the wave theory, and of Poisson, Fourier, and Bessel in the theory of heat belong rather to the field of applications. In particular, in the domain of numbers, reference will be made to certain of the contributions to the general theory, to the men who have placed the study of irrational and transcendent numbers upon a scientific foundation, and to those who have developed the modern theory of complex numbers and its elaboration in the field of quaternions and Ausdehnungslehr. In the theory of equations, the names of some of the leading investigators will be mentioned, together with a brief statement of the results which they secured. The impossibility of solving the quintic will lead to a consideration of the names of the founders of the group theory and of the doctrine of determinants. This phase of higher algebra will be followed by the theory of forms or quantics. The later development of the calculus leading to differential equations and the theory of functions will complete the algebraic side, save for a brief reference to the theory of probabilities. In the domain of geometry, some of the contributors to the later development of the analytic and synthetic fields will be mentioned, together with the most noteworthy results of their labors. Had the author's space not been so strictly limited, he would have given lists of those who have worked in other important lines, but the topics considered have been thought to have the best right to prominent place under any reasonable definition of mathematics. Modern mathematics is a term by no means well defined. Algebra cannot be called modern, and yet the theory of equations has received some of its most important additions during the 19th century, while the theory of forms is a recent creation. Similarly, with elementary geometry, the labors of Lobachevsky and Bolyai during the second quarter of the century threw a new light upon the whole subject, and more recently the study of the triangle has added another chapter to the theory. Thus, the history of modern mathematics must also be the modern history of ancient branches, while subjects which seem the product of late generations have root in other centuries than the present. How unsatisfactory must be so brief a sketch may be inferred from a glance the Index du Repertoire Bibliographique des Sciences Mathématiques, Paris, 1893, whose 71 pages contain the mere enumeration of subjects in large part modern, or from a consideration of the 26 volumes of the Jahrbuch über die Forschzeit the Mathematique, which now devotes over 1,000 pages a year to a record of the progress of the science. 17th and 18th centuries laid the foundations of much of the subject as known today. The discovery of the analytic geometry by Descartes, the contributions of the theory of numbers by Fermat, to algebra by Harriot, to geometry and to mathematical physics by Pascal, and the discovery of the differential calculus by Newton and Leibniz, all contributed to make the 17th century memorable. The 18th century was naturally one of great activity. Euler and the Bernoulli family in Switzerland, D'Alembert, Lagrange, and Laplace in Paris, and Lambert in Germany popularized Newton's great discovery and extended both its theory and its applications. Accompanying this activity, however, was too implicit faith in the calculus and in the inherited principles of mathematics, which left the foundations insecure and necessitated their strengthening by the succeeding generation. The 19th century has been a period of intense study of first principles, of the recognition of necessary limitations of various branches, of a great spread of mathematical knowledge, and of the opening of extensive fields for applied mathematics. Especially influential has been the establishment of scientific schools and journals and university chairs. The great renaissance of geometry is not a little due to the foundation of the École Polytechnique in Paris, 1794-5, and the similar schools in Prague, 1806, Vienna, 1815, Berlin, 1820, Karlsruhe, 1825, and numerous other cities. About the middle of the century, these schools began to exert a still greater influence through the custom of calling to them mathematicians of high repute, thus making Zurich, Karlsruhe, Munich, Dresden, and other cities well known as mathematical centers. In 1796 appeared the first number of the journal the École Polytechnique. Quelle's journal Für den Rhein and Angewandte Mathematik appeared in 1826, and 10 years later, Liouville began the publication of the journal The Mathematiques Pure et Appliquée, which has been continued by Rizal and Jordan. The Cambridge Mathematical Journal was established in 1839 and merged into the Cambridge and Dublin Mathematical Journal in 1846. Of the other periodicals which have contributed to the spread of mathematical knowledge, only a few can be mentioned. Nouvelle Annale des Mathématiques, 1842. Grunert's Archive des Mathématiques, 1843. Tortellini's Annales des Sciences Mathématiques et Physiques, 1850. Schlomick's Zeitschrift für Mathematik und Physik, 1856. The Quarterly Journal of Mathematics, 1857. Battaglini's Journale di Mathématique, 1863. The Mathématiques Annalen, 1869. The Bulletin der Sciences Mathématiques, 1870. The American Journal of Mathematics, 1878. The Acta Mathematica, 1882. And the Annals of Mathematics, 1884. To this list should be added a recent venture, unique in its aims, namely Le Intermédiaire des Mathématiciens, 1894, and the two annual publications of great value, the Jahrbuch, already mentioned, 1868, and the Jahresbericht der Deutschen Mathematiker Vereinigung, 1892. To the influence of the schools and the journals must be added that of the various learned societies, whose published proceedings are widely known, together with the increasing liberality of such societies in the preparation of complete works of a monumental character. The study of first principles already mentioned was a natural consequence of the reckless application of the new calculus and the Cartesian geometry during the 18th century. This development is seen in theorems relating to infinite series, in the fundamental principles of number, rational, irrational, and complex, and in the concepts of limit, continuity, function, the infinite, and the infinitesimal. But the 19th century has done more than this. It has created new and extensive branches of an importance which promises much for pure and applied mathematics. Foremost among these branches stands the theory of functions founded by Cauchy, Riemann, and Weierstrass, followed by the descriptive and projective geometries and the theories of groups of forms and of determinants. The 19th century has naturally been one of specialization. At its opening, one might have hoped to fairly compass the mathematical, physical, and astronomical sciences, as did Lagrange, Laplace, and Gauss. But the advent of the new generation with Monge and Carnot, Poncelet and Steiner, Galois, Abel, and Jacobi tended to split mathematics into branches between which the relations were long to remain obscure. In this respect, recent years have seen a reaction, the unifying tendency again becoming prominent through the theories of functions and groups. End of chapter, read by Leonidas, for Lit2Go, on the web at fcit.usf.edu.